Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up grandmama and granddaddy and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Go wake them up now. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. So go wake them up now. Go get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Go get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Oh, I know what I need to go do. Let me just go out here and get my roosters. I was going to try to give my roosters a break, but no, y'all just not going to get up. I already know it. I already know it. That y'all not going to get out the bed until y'all done heard these roosters. Y'all waiting on the roosters. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that's how it is. When I was a little boy, I used to wait on the rooster. The roosters used to crow real early, around about 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30. Them roosters, they sure was crowing about 6 o'clock, because that was about the final call around 6:30. Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Thank y'all, roosters. Thank y'all so kindly. Let me go get a good song. This is a good song here by Reverend Clay Evans, saying, I'm blessed.
Look at your feet and point to them and say, thank you, Lord, that you got feet to walk. You got a voice to talk. How many of you had a place to sleep last night? Aren't you blessed? And yet there are some people always complaining. I don't care what mama used to say, we'd be crying with a loaf of bread on the hall. I heard a story the other day that there were some folks just like us on their way to church, all dressed up, Bible under their arm, looking sanctimonious. But they were complaining. Here's old Wino. Wasn't dressed up. Didn't have no Bible. Wasn't on his way to church. But I heard him say, I'm blessed. Woo! And it's just good to wake up in the morning and know that you're blessed.
All right. That's Reverend Clay Evans and the Fellowship Choir. I'm blessed. All right. Listen, you go and tell somebody today, I'm blessed. Regardless what is going on in your life, you just tell them, I'm blessed. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We're reading today out of Deuteronomy chapter 16 through 18. That's Deuteronomy chapter 16 through 18. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Observe the month of Abath and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God. Because in the month of Abath, He brought you out of Egypt by night. Sacrifice as the Passover to the Lord your God an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose as a dwelling for His name. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste. So that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in your possession in all your land for 7 days. Do not let any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover in any town the Lord your God gives you, except in the place He will choose as a dwelling for His name. There you must sacrifice the Passover in the evening, when the sun goes down, on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt. Roast it and eat it at the place the Lord your God will choose. Then in the morning return to your tents. For 6 days eat unleavened bread. And on the 7th day, hold an assembly to the Lord your God and do no work. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain. Then celebrate the festival of weeks to the Lord your God by giving a free will offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you. And rejoice before the Lord your God at the place He will choose as a dwelling for His name. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites in your towns, and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows living among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and follow carefully these decrees. Celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. Be joyful at your festival. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your town. For 7 days, celebrate the festival to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place He will choose. At the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of tabernacles. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. Appoint judges and officials for each of your tribes in every town the Lord your God is giving you, and they shall judge the people fairly. Do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. Do not set up any wooden Asherah pole beside the altar you build to the Lord your God. And do not erect a sacred stone For these the Lord your God hates. Do not sacrifice to the Lord your God an ox or a sheep that has any defect or flaw in it, for that would be detestable to him. If a man or woman living among you in one of the towns the Lord gives you is found doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God, in violation of his covenant, and contrary to my command, has worshipped other gods, bowing down to them, or to the sun, or the moon, or the stars in the sky, and this has been brought to your attention, then you must investigate it thoroughly. If it is true and it has been proved that this detestable thing has been done in Israel, take the man or woman who has done this evil deed to your city gate and stone that person to death. On the testimony of two or three witnesses, a person is to be put to death, but no one is to be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. The hands of the witnesses must be the first in putting that person to death, and then the hands of all the people. You must purge the evil from among you. If cases come before your courts that are too difficult for you to judge, whether bloodshed, lawsuits, or assaults, take them to the place the Lord your God will choose. Go to the Levitical priest and to the judge who is in office at that time. Inquire of them, and they will give you the verdict. You must act according to the decisions they give you at the place the Lord will choose. Be careful to do everything they instruct you to do. Act according to whatever they teach you and the decisions they give you. Do not turn aside from what they tell you, to the right or to the left. Anyone who shows contempt for the judge or for the priest who stands ministering there to the Lord your God is to be put to death. You must purge the evil from Israel. All the people will hear and be afraid and will not be contemptuous again. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you and have taken possession of it and settled in it, and you say, "Let us set a king over us like all the nations around us," be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your own people. Do not place a foreigner over you, one who is not an Israelite. The king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself, or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them. For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again. He must not take many wives, or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law taken from that of the Levitical priest. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees and not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. The Levitical priest, indeed, the whole tribe of Levi, are to have no allotment or inheritance with Israel. They shall live on the food offerings presented to the Lord, for that is their inheritance. They shall have no inheritance among their fellow Israelites. The Lord is their inheritance, as he promised them. This is the share due the priest from the people who sacrifice a bull or a sheep, the shoulder, the jowls, and the internal organs. You are to give them the first fruits of your grain, new wine and olive oil, and the first wool from the shearing of your sheep. For the Lord your God has chosen them and their descendants out of all your tribes to stand and minister in the Lord's name always. If a Levite moves from one of your towns anywhere in Israel where he is living, and comes in all earnestness to the place the Lord will choose, he may minister in the name of the Lord his God, like all other Levites who serve there in the presence of the Lord. He is to share equally in their benefits, even though he has received money from the sale of family possessions. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you will dispossess, listen to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your own people. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb, on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their people, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death." You may say to yourselves, "How can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. No one should be alarmed."
All right. That was our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 16 through 18. May the Lord bless those who have read and who heard his holy word. All right. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. It's time to come to Jesus. Come on, family. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother, niece, nephew, grandmama, granddaddy, whoever's in the house, whoever's in the house. Yeah, whoever's in the house. Just come on. Come on. Let's grab hands. Let's grab hands. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. I know things ain't like you want them to be, but that's all right. We're going to pray. We're going to talk to the good Lord. Don't you believe in the good Lord? Good Lord, I bless you. He'll bless you. If we just look to the hills from which come our help come from the Lord. Come on, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hear, and you still answer prayers. And Lord, we are so thankful this morning that we woke up this morning, dear God, and we can see. Thank you, dear God, for our eyes. Thank you, dear God, for our nose we can smell this morning. Thank you, dear God, for our tongue we can taste and we can talk this morning. Thank you, dear God, for our ears we can hear this morning. Thank you. Thank you, dear God, for the mobility of our hands, our arms. Thank you, we can reach out and touch this morning. Thank you, dear God, for the mobility of our legs, our feet. We can walk this morning. We thank you, dear God, for all the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Lord, we do want to remember those who are less fortunate than us. There's somebody that got eyes, but they can't see. Lord, there's somebody that got nose that can't smell. Somebody got a tongue, but they can't even talk. Lord, we want to remember those that got ears, but they can't hear. Dear God, somebody got legs, but they can't even walk, dear God. So, Lord, we want to remember those that are less fortunate than we are. And Lord, put somebody in their life, Lord, to take care of them, to lead them, and to fix for them, and whatever they need fixed for them, dear God. Lord, just send somebody by so that they'll know that they're not by themselves, Lord. And then, Lord, bless that caretaker, whoever is taking care of them, dear God. There's a lot of caretakers out there. There are some taking care of their moms and dads. Some are taking care of just complete strangers. Some are taking care of their make-believe aunties and uncles. And so take care of those caretakers, dear God. Now, Lord, we just commit this day before you. We put it in your hands, Lord. Bless your people out in radio land with the blessing they stand in need of, whether it's physical, financial, whether it's a spiritual need, whatever it is, bless them with it, and we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture. We done prayed our prayer. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you, thank you, thank you so kindly for joining us early this morning. Thank you for getting up with our roasters. Oh, now let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. All right. Remember my format here at KLITV is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. Listen, after you done had a good devotion like what we had this morning, you can't help but be happy. Oh, amen, amen, amen. Because you know if God before you, you ain't got nothing to worry about it. You know, who then can be against you? All right, all right. Get ready now for that early morning sermon. We're going to put a couple of commercials on, play a couple of commercials, then we'll put that early morning sermon on for you. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be back again in the situation room. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, real live people. Make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we're going to take a deeper look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Oh, we got folks who are not even members of our church, but they love our Wednesday night Bible study. So listen to it at 11 o'clock. Then at 12 o'clock, Miss MD's program, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.